And we're on. I'm Kyle Gustafson, joined by Ryan Halley.
Hey, what's up?
A lot of you don't know this, but Ryan Halley and me created Short Film Productions. You know, just the two of us, back when it was still Aqua Infinity Films.
And yeah, this is a long time ago.
Yeah, January 15, 2017, I made the YouTube channel. But we recorded our first movie in February 2016. So I thought it'd be fun to start off by talking about a first movie. Do you remember 30 Questions?
That was a while ago. Wow.
Yes.
That was very fun. That was a very fun thing to do.
I remember filming that. I mean, that was back when we didn't really care.
Yeah, we really didn't take it seriously.
We take it a lot more seriously than we do now. But, like, back when we were filming 30 Questions, we didn't really have this idea for a YouTube channel.
Yeah, I did. I had a lot of fun filming that one, though. That's definitely one of the best films. Best to me. Okay. It was a very fun movie to make. That's what I'm trying to say.
I remember, there's one scene that's very memorable to me. I don't know if you remember this. The fake blood we used.
Yeah, I remember the fake blood.
I remember trying to find something. We finally ended up using Jell-O.
Yeah.
I remember that. That took like so long to use fake blood because we didn't have anything to use as fake blood.
Though it ended up being, and it ended up working out very well.
Yeah. Obviously, we've improved a lot since 30 Questions. I mean.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Got a lot more actors. Some left, yeah, some. Yeah.
You know, we have Matt Garcia.
He's a big role on. Falacara does. Jake.
Yeah, Jake. Tom.
Thomas. Yeah, and we have a couple actors who want to be more involved but haven't yet. Like, you know, like Joe Dalto, Russell. Yeah. They all want to. They all want to get more involved, but aren't.
I really want to do a film with literally every actor that we have in short.
I'm trying to get that, but it's really hard because, like, we have to work on everybody's schedules, and everybody has a lot of stuff. Obviously, it's not going to happen now, but
not now. Maybe during the summer, things die down even more.
Obviously, we would have to do way, like, it would be a one-day shoot because we'd have to film different stuff on different day depending on actors we had. But
yeah,
I think it'd be fun to get every single actor we have in a movie.
Yeah, it was, it could be very, you see, I would love to do that, but, we wouldn't have, I mean, like, would it just be, like, just a talk with all of us, or would it be an actual film?
I want to do an actual film.
An actual film?
Yes.
That would be very, fun to do, you know, and especially with, you know, Joe Dalto and the actors that want to be more involved.
The actors who, I think if we did something like that, the actors who want to be more involved, we give them a bigger role in it. So, like, the actors like you and me who've been in a lot more movies would have still be in it, but just have a smaller role.
Yeah, I mean, this is a great chance for them to, because if they do want to be involved more, this is a great chance for them to you know, get into more movies, play more roles. And I think that's a great opportunity for them.
Like, I'm trying to give him big roles. Like, we had Joe Dalton play the Plague Doctor when we filmed that. And he did fine. I think he did a pretty good job playing the Plague Doctor.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of underrated actors.
Yeah.
Practically a lot, all of us are underrated.
I mean, we compare nothing to an actual, like, movies. Like, we don't have sets. We don't have studios. We are getting a camera, which I'm happy about. I know I mentioned this. It's happening soon. After quarantine, we are getting a camera.
Yeah, that's good. We definitely need one of those.
And Jake's – I don't remember what Jake – Jake's learning. So I'm learning special effects now.
That's good.
So, yeah, we can actually do some sort of special effects now.
Yeah, we definitely need that.
And I think scripts is a big part. We've been saying it for a while, but we actually have some scripts in the works now. That's because, like, we can't keep doing everything off improv because it's just never going to turn out well.
Yeah. It hasn't really been turning out well from the beginning anyway.
I mean, some movies did, like Choker was, I mean, it was kind of improv, but we knew what we wanted to do with it. But movies we just film where we're just like, let's film a movie, they usually don't work out well.
No, they don't.
Planned movies work out better than the ones where we're just hanging out one day, like, let's film a movie.
We just have to plan it better.
Yeah. Even if we don't do scripts, we have to have, like, scene summaries where we describe what's happening in each scene.
Yeah.
So.
There's a new role that I got, you know, that you gave to me. Should I say it or no?
You mean in the new, no. Well, I don't know. You're talking about in the No, don't say it yet. Well, I know what movie you're talking about. I want to announce it when my Garcia and Falcao on, because the three of us wrote it together.
Oh well, yeah. No, that's not what I meant though.
Which one?
The show.
Oh yeah, I'll announce it. We are remaking Detective McKay, because if you didn't know, Detective McKay season 1 and 2 were not that good, and we're having Ryan Hanley play Detective McKay this time because he does a better detective than I do.
Yeah, I'm very. When I got that call from you, I was very happy because, you know, this even gives me a greater opportunity to be in more films. Because I was kind of taking a break. I've kind of been on and off with the short film productions in general, but you know, I think this is very good for me, because if I can, you know, pull this off and get it to at least a season 2, you know, then it's going to work out.
Yeah. We still don't know who is going to play and who his main antagonist is going to be for at least season 1. Larry Butt's my main antagonist who was for season 2. He will be involved somehow. I don't know if Jake's still going to play him. Jake is also going to have a role in this, but we're sorting out everything, but Ryan is playing the new Detective McKay in the remake.
Very excited for it.
Yes, that's going to be good. I'm trying to move, because like season 1 wasn't that good, neither was season 2, so I'm trying to make it better than it was. Yeah, learn from what we did from Detective McKay in the past and improve on it. Because we had a good idea for it. I remember really enjoying season 1. You know, episode 1 was just us fighting for 15 minutes.
Yeah.
But I really enjoyed making the rest. I enjoyed making it. It just didn't turn out well.
Yeah, it didn't turn out very well. But I mean, for a beginning, you know, for us, this whole production thing, I mean, it started out not that bad for, you know, starting out for us, because it was still kind of the beginning for now short film productions.
Yeah. I mean, I remember being impressed. My first movie that really impressed me was Slasher, but I remember when being impressed with Ghost Stories when we first made it.
Yeah, Ghost Stories. That was a very, very fun one to make. I liked that a lot. And, you know, in a way, I miss it. You know, what was that other one? We filmed it out at our house. It was one of the Ghost Stories films, obviously.
Four?
I don't know. It's the ending where you.
Was the one where your sister and your cousin were in?
No. That wasn't Ghost Stories. That was I don't know, something else.
No, we filmed the Ghost Stories movie where your sister and cousin made like a cameo in it, and I ended up killing both of them, or you ended up killing both of them.
Yeah. You ended up killing both, and I was like, dude, what the hell?
No, you were the ghost in Ghost Stories 4. So, okay.
Oh, Ghost Stories 4, yeah.
That was the Ghost Stories movie at your house.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, I know which one you're talking about. I really liked that ending. I felt like it was very creative for us. Yes. Where you shot
it's like you missed it. I was like, did I? And then you ended up like dying.
Yeah, that was very good.
I enjoyed making those. We have 10 Ghost Stories. I know I announced 11, but I'm going to have to cancel it because I can't come up with a way to keep it original. Because all 10 Ghost Stories were just like me with a phone being like, oh, there's a ghost here.
Yeah.
I was trying to find a way to make it original, but I kept rewriting. Like, I was writing a script to Ghost Stories 11. I just kept rewriting, and it just wasn't good.
So, hey, maybe I could try it out. Maybe see what I can come up with.
Oh, yeah, if you could, I would love to. But I'm trying to do way, like, I want to do third person now. We're doing a new detective. I'm no longer playing the detective.
All right.
If you are going to do that, I'm going to have to teach you the backstory and all the lore behind Ghost Stories.
All right, yeah.
But we'll see what happens.
I would love to be to announce a Ghost Stories 11, you know, because Ghost Stories was not very original, but it was good for us because we didn't really have that kind of thing yet. By the first Ghost Stories, when we had Trapped, what else do we have?
Well, back in like the earlier days, yeah, we had Trapped. Trapped was a lot of fun to make. Trapped 1.
Yeah, there was Limited, right?
Limited was up there. You weren't in Limited, but that was I don't know if that was one of our original. That was our first 40-minute movie.
Yeah, Limited.
We were in Limited 4. The Bully was up there. I don't know if you ever saw that, but that was awful.
Which one?
The Bully, me and Mark did.
Oh, yeah. I saw that one.
Too good. Sucks. Yeah. Well, Ghost Stories 2.
Did you guys improvise it?
Ghost Stories 2? Or do you mean The Bully?
Yeah, The Bully.
Yeah, pretty much. Ghost Stories 2 came out right after 1, actually. I remember filming Ghost Stories 2. Because I remember we filmed Ghost Stories, and we were like, let's make a sequel. But we thought of an idea, like, why don't we make a movie that takes place before Ghost Stories 1?
Prequel.
And I enjoyed filming it. And then Ghost Stories 3 didn't come out for a little while yet, because I didn't want to make a new one until we were at a new location. And then we were at a new location. But 4 was okay, but I don't think 5, 6, 7, and 8 didn't need to be there. 1 through 3 was fine, but then the story didn't really progress until we got to 9 or 10.
It's basically Star Wars.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, but now, one of our earlier films, we filmed it, I think, the same time we filmed Ghost Stories. You ready for this?
What?
The Love Effect.
Oof.
I mean, Love Effect 4 is coming out soon. God knows when, but it's coming out soon. The script's written.
That movie was terrible.
It was Mark's idea. It was all Mark. I mean,
it was a good fun. It was fun to funny.
It was a fun film to make. I mean, it's pretty much a meme now. But
yeah, that's basically what it is. I mean, I would definitely star in that again for just meme and just the jokes.
Yeah, well, I mean, Love Effect 4 is coming out soon. We're doing over Zoom, so it's sort of like Unfriended or something like that. But like a short film productions version, and it has to do with Love Effect.
So. Yeah,
it's actually decent. Me and Matt wrote the script.
Any new movies coming up, I would definitely do that. You know, mm-hmm. I thought about this for a couple days now. I thought about doing, I don't know, just a realistic film. Very, very realistic. Nothing has to do with ghosts, but something, a drama kind of.
I've been wanting to do one for a while now.
Maybe like
more of like a serious film, you know, because we do a lot of joking stuff, and I want to do sort of like a serious film.
I wouldn't even want to do a series film. I would just want to do a film. I was thinking about doing a drug addiction, but not like nicotine or whatever like that. But I mean like cocaine.
Like, you know how like we do like fake, we use like salt and we get like fake cocaine.
Yeah. I would do something like that, but I think we would need a great deal of very well actors.
Well, obviously, I went acting because I think I'm taking a little bit of a break from acting for a little while. I'm focusing on writing and directing right now because I want to focus on all parts of filmmaking, not just acting. So
yeah, I actually want to do that as well. I think I may work on a script about maybe just drugs in general, not like the history.
Maybe you want to, like, because when me and Mark made The Bully, the whole point is to be like an anti-bullying movie. Maybe you want to make sort of something like an anti-drug movie,
or maybe like anti-suicide. I'm not even just anti-suicide. Like, don't kill yourself. This is what happens. This is what causes it. Not like that.
But you want to do sort of an anti-drug movie, but not like don't do drugs. But like you want to do a movie, and then like, that has a message about it.
I'll think about it. Maybe I'll work on it tonight. It depends, though. I would be interested in that, though.
Yeah,
I would do that.
Yeah. I there's a lot of scripts I'm working on right now. We just finished Love Effect 4. We finished another movie. A new movie I'm writing, Criminal Warfare. Ryan knows about that one.
Oh yeah, Warfare.
I want to talk to you about, I know we already talked about this in the first episode, but the future of the Chokerverse, what's happening with that? As everybody knows, the next movie is Jester, because we've been announcing it for so long.
Yeah, Jester.
Thomas is going to be in it. He's playing the detective like he played in Choker. He's coming back. I think we're going to have Will in it, another actor, and somebody else, and it's going to be good. Swamp Face is also going to come out soon. Don't know when, after Jester. And then after that, we are going to do a Change 2. Well, that was the plan, at least. I wanted to do a Change 2 because I didn't like the way Change 1 turned out, and I want you to have, like, a good standalone movie.
I will definitely do that. You know, like I said last time about, because you asked a question last podcast episode I was in, something new that you would bring into the Chokerverse, like a new character or new – enemy or whatever, you know, and I brought up the fact about, like, an old war, like, a commander or whatever, like an army commander on World War II that kind of somehow somewhere came into the future, or you know, I also said like an either like a demon or whatever,
that
took human form and decided to take our side.
Well, what we're doing for Jester is actually a parasite, you know, sort of like the symbiote in Venom.
Yeah.
So that's what Jester's going to be. Jester's not the person, it's the parasite that infects the person. And me and Jake are going to do some cool death scenes where, like, the parasite infects somebody and kills them.
Yeah. Jester, I really like the idea of.
In Choker versus Change, we teased the Jester.
Yeah, the Jester in that one, we didn't really show his full, you know, how he really is. We just kind of gave... how do I put this?
We didn't really show like his full form yet. We really showed him like turning into the Jester.
Almost. Yeah, it was kind of like a glimpse at it. We kind of foreshadowed the fact that he kind of was, you know, not himself. You know, there was already issues with him. You know, I would like. I actually just thought of this just now. Maybe in the new Jester film, we could do something that has to do with what caused him to do that, you know, like
his friend
killed right before him or something like that. Or maybe it has to do with something with revenge and it got to his head or whatever and he, you know, went crazy. I would definitely be down for I would be down for anything, but that would make it to me very, I guess, you know, more dramatic.
Yeah. And when we do stuff like the Jester, Swamp Face, and Change 2, I don't want to bring any other killers into those movies. I want, like, Choker was the only character to have a standalone movie with all their killers. So when we do stuff like Jester, when we do for now on, when we do standalone movies like Jester or Change 2, there's just going to be that one killer. You know? No other killer. And then obviously we're going to have versus movies. Like, Change versus Jester is going to happen at some point. I want that to happen.
You know, my character, the Change, is basically like, he's basically just an anti-hero, you know. Venom's kind of an anti-hero.
Well, all characters are serial killers. That was the whole point of it. To do like universes of serial killers.
Basically like a Suicide Squad.
Kind of, but we don't do things. But the Suicide Squad actually did good. We actually just kill people.
But the Change, the reason I got that idea was from Terminator 2, his enemy.
Oh, yeah.
That really gave me there really, not that I know of any other characters that would, that kind of is the same way where they can change to any form they want. That was very, that gave me a lot of inspiration to make a Change character. Though Change 1 wasn't very good, I definitely would...
That's why I'm giving you another standalone movie.
Yeah, I next movie... You know, I actually want to talk to you about writing the script for this next standalone movie.
You mean The Change or like Jester or Swamp Face?
The Change. And, you know, this next movie... I really want to take this next movie seriously because the last one we kind of put in, you know...
The Change 1 was like the... Was... I think that was back when, like, we weren't doing as good as we were. We just wanted to. You
know, do that was stuff. Dark ages for us.
Yeah, that's what we called it. Me and Garcia and Falcara called the Dark Ages, short film productions. And we just wanted to get something out. And Kieran didn't take it seriously at all. So we didn't take it seriously. The Change just wasn't a good movie. We could have improved it on a lot. Change 2 will be a lot better.
But with Change 2, I don't want to. I want to write some story with it. I don't want all action.
No,
I would love some character development with him because he's already had character development. But I would like a lot more than just.
We're trying to move away from that.
Revenge at the Choker. Want something more.
Yeah, we're trying to steer away. Like, have like one, like not have that much fight scenes per movie because we want more like dialogue and that kind of stuff.
Yeah, you know, maybe. The reason I want that is basically because of, you know, not all action, but, you know, just more storyline and more, you know, explanations on why someone hated this character or whatever.
Yeah, because we never really explained why. Well, I mean, technically we did. The Choker wanted to kill the Change because the Change was considered too dangerous. But we never really explained why they wanted to kill each other.
Yeah, you know, sometimes I could, you know, wish I really, really wish that I can redo that film. But we can't.
Eventually, we'll remake the Change like we're doing for Detective McKay, but I don't know.
Yeah, I kind of, you know, I kind of wish, because you see, now after all these films are made, we see the flaws to them.
Yeah.
And, you know, and sometimes I wish, like, ugh, you know, I really wish we could have fixed that, but we can't do that now. But it's, you know, it's okay, and we still have time to prove our characters, and we have time to adjust and fix what needs to be fixed. And, you know, the whole Chokerverse thing, I kind of wanted to, after the final film with, you know, all these characters, I kind of wanted to create a future for newer characters in the same universe.
You mean like same universe, but like different characters?
Yeah, like, you know, Kyle, could I talk about the... Well, we haven't talked about it yet, really, or figured out any final things.
You mean the final movie in the Chokerverse?
Yeah, you know which one I'm talking about?
Well, the plan was either all the killers team up and fight the Grim Reaper, or they all fight each other.
Okay, so people know about that. Okay.
Well, it was one of those two movies we were planning to end it off on.
But you see, the Grim Reaper...
No matter what, the Grim Reaper is going to be involved in some way.
Oh, yeah, no.
Because I think he's a staple in, like, this kind of film. Well, not film, but he's a staple in, like, horror and that kind of stuff. So
yeah.
He should be involved in either finale we do, the Grim Reaper is going to be involved.
Yeah, that didn't mean, like, I wanted him out of the picture. No, but I kind of wanted after the battle with all of us, if that's what we're doing, we create more characters and kind of carry on.
So you mean like more killers?
Not even just more killers, but more like another team or something like that, you know, or different movies, you know, maybe if they even didn't team up or whatever.
Okay.
You know, I would like that.
Well, we'll see where it goes. Because right now we still have a lot in the Chokerverse left. I have at least 5 more movies planned before we get to the end. And there's going to be more.
Yeah, yeah.
I announced we have Jester, Swamp Face, and Change 2 is happening. Then we're going to have Change versus Jester. Midnight Man versus Killer I'm not announcing yet. There's another killer I didn't announce that I'm not announcing yet that's getting a standalone movie. And we're going to have a couple others. I think we're going to have at least like 8 to 10 more movies before the finale.
Yeah. How many movies do we have now in the Chokerverse?
6.
Only 6?
It seems like we're doing, yeah. We have Choker, Choker 2, Change, Choker versus Change, Midnight Man, and Plague Doctor. And you and me have been in all of them.
Oh my god. I thought it was much more.
No.
Oof. Yeah, that... I want for Jester, or the next upcoming films, Jester is definitely something I want to make very, very well made, very well directed and written. And you see, because I don't want to half-ass it or whatever.
Oh yeah,
and, you know, it's just like you know, that's good enough. I want to even for movies up, you know, more movies, and you know, as we continue, I want to put all effort into it. I want to edit it, you know, very good, you know. Perfectly, yeah. Not perfectly, because we can't do that. But I would love to see something turn out very good, you know, very great.
I think one of our main problem is our sets. We don't have that many. We only use like my house, and sometimes we use somebody else's. But like 95% of my movies are somewhere in my house, maybe my basement or my backyard or my front yard. I think we also need to focus on getting more sets. You know.
Yeah. You know, maybe we can work on, you know, going to, like, more parks or whatever to film there.
Oh, yeah. Like, when we did Grind It, I don't know if you never saw it, but we did – it was a movie about basketball. We filmed it at a park.
Mm-hmm. I
mean, yeah. Grind It. So, we're trying to focus on doing different stuff also, because we focus on a lot of like, well, I'm not gonna call them horror, but like horror movie, you know, like ghost stuff and like killers and that kind of stuff. That's why I'm really glad Ryan Matt Garcia is working on. I don't know if you saw it yet. He started working on a new series called The Ryan Show.
Oh yeah, I heard of it.
Yeah, it's our most viewed video now, episode one. And he has three episodes, and all three episodes have gotten at least 100 views so far.
That's actually very good.
And it's a comedy. I actually find it hilarious. I have nothing to do with it. You know, Matt does all. I mean, I don't care. Like I encourage everybody to go write scripts and film movies and do it. I'm never going to turn anybody down from writing a script or filming a movie. You know, there's obviously some like stuff we have to follow, like to make it YouTube appropriate.
Yeah, definitely.
But like, that's why I really like Ryan when Garcia's making the Ryan Show, because he's doing something different. We have yet to make an actual good comedy, and he's done very well in it.
Yeah. He's very he does very well with those kinds of things.
Well, yeah, like
even, but not even just that, just you know, movies in general, he's very good at.
Yeah, he takes this a lot. He takes this a lot seriously. He takes this a lot really seriously. I'm happy he does. He writes scripts. He's always been in some of the comedy movies, a comedy slasher he was in. That was a little funny, but and the last 5 minutes were just us fighting with plastic bats, which it didn't turn out too well. he was in another thing we did. We did one episode to it. It was called The Ben and Benny Show. It was really bad. It was two cousins, I think, who were drug dealers, but it was supposed to be like a comedy, and it turned out really bad. But he actually had a good comedy now. You should watch The Ryan Show. It's pretty funny.
Yeah. I think I actually may watch that soon.
Yeah, it turns out really well. I like the way he does it. It's just him and his brother too.
Really? You know? Just.
It's sort of like a Seinfeld parody almost. They based it off like Seinfeld and like Curb Your Enthusiasm and all that. So, I don't know if you ever saw Seinfelders. No, I mean.
Well, I've seen a very little bit about Seinfeld.
He based it off that, almost. And we're going to introduce more characters to it after quarantine's over. We're doing collabs with another person. You know, remember Connor Mercer?
Yeah.
We're doing collabs with him now.
Oh, really? Nice.
So we're actually working with our movie studios now, because he's made a couple movies. So we're working with him now. And I think we can improve from what we've done in the past. We can make it better. And this can turn out to be really well.
Yeah, it can turn
out. What we make in the future.
Well, we just have to be very serious about it at times. At times, I'm saying, because, you know, we can't.
But we can't take ourselves too seriously either, you know.
Yeah. That's what I was trying to say. Because if we do, then, we, you know, it's going to be.
Then, I mean, the movie's going to. I mean, then, because, like, take yourself too seriously, it's like. It's no fun to film movies if you're taking it too seriously.
Yeah.
You gotta take it serious, but, you know. But, yeah, I'm really looking forward to the future of what we got, because we got a lot of great movies planned. I mean, obviously, quarantine interrupted that, but.
Oh, yeah. But once things get back to normal, things are going to turn out very well.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, so now I want to talk about what was your favorite movie to film?
Favorite movie? I think it's gotta be
it's hard, I know.
I liked a lot of films. I think I'm gonna have to say Trapped 1 or Trapped 2.
Really?
I really like
any of the trap movies. Were my favorite, I probably would have done 7, the new one.
Yeah, 7 was a fun. 7 was a good one.
I enjoy all the trap movies. We have 7 of them. I enjoyed all of them. Yeah, you Trapped on Trapped. Well, we came up with Trapped. Well, I came up with it pretty much just watching Saw.
Oh yeah.
we were watching it. I was like, why don't we literally make this into a short film production movie back when it was Aqua Infinity, and you were like, sure, that sounds great, and we did it. Mm-hmm. Trapped 1 actually turned out really well. Like, based on, like, how good we were at that time. Obviously, if we did it now, we would have done it way different. Well, you know, way different. We would have. There was other stuff we could have improved on. But I think for the time we were at, it turned out really well.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And Trapped 2 I enjoyed also.
Yeah, Trapped 2 was a good one as well. It wasn't as good as the first one, though.
Yeah. But yeah, we have 114 movies, so it's kind of hard to pick a favorite movie, you know?
Yeah.
I enjoyed filming Slasher a lot. That was really fun.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Prevent, when we did our first superhero movie, I really enjoyed that.
Mm-hmm.
Don't Look Away and Alpha were great. I don't know, my favorite movie to film. I really enjoyed the – I don't know. I don't think it was my favorite movie to film, but I enjoyed the plot of Limited. You know, we tried to do, like, a post-apocalyptic world, you know, sort of like Fallout.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
But yeah, it didn't turn out as well as we planned it to. I think Limited 5 is probably going to end up being our last Limited movie because I would say Limited 4 because the franchise isn't doing that well, but we didn't really end it off on a good note. You know, we really didn't end it off in a way we could end it off.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
So we're going to end it off, I think, on 5. Now, this movie isn't too good, but I had a lot of fun filming it, Basement of Horror. You know, it was just me by myself in my basement. It didn't turn. I mean, mm-hmm. I enjoyed filming it. It didn't turn out the best, but what are you gonna do? I mean, I think my favorite movie to film though would be Camp Death.
Camp Death.
Yeah, I don't know if you watched it, but I really enjoyed. You know, it was like we were out in the woods on a camping trip, and like we had like 10 people in the movie.
Yeah, locked in that bus.
Well, no, that wasn't it, but.
No, it wasn't Camp Death?
No.
Oh, wait, know. Which one was that?
Camp Death?
No. It was Russell was the killer.
Camp Death.
Oh, yeah, that's what I was saying, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Russell played the killer. We had, like, 10 actors in it. It was, like, the most we've ever had in a movie. We had a lot of extras. Camp Death 2 didn't turn out good because we just wanted to make a sequel. That was, like, still when we, like, didn't care. We just wanted to make sequels to everything. It didn't turn out too well. Camp Death 3, I'm planning to make it better. We might end it off at 3. I don't know. Depends how good 3 does. But I don't want to end it off on Camp Death. I hate ending off franchises in a bad movie.
Yeah.
You know, that's why Camp Death 3 is happening. The only franchise I'm doing that with is the Slasher franchise because we can't really improve on what we... Because Slasher 1 was good, but it didn't need a sequel, but we made it anyway. And there's nothing else we can really do to it. We're just gonna keep making. If we keep making sequels, we're just gonna keep making it worse and worse. So,
Yeah.
But yeah, I think Camp Death was one of my favorites. What was your favorite role to play?
Role to play, it's gonna be the Change.
Change, yeah. I think mine would actually, and mine would all probably end. I don't know if I enjoyed playing Choker or Midnight Man more. I mean, they're the same person, but they're two different characters.
Yeah.
You know, the Choker kills people. The Midnight Man's more psychotic.
Yeah, the Midnight Man was just, you know, plainly crazy.
Yeah, the Choker actually was like, you know, he was able to teleport, and he did all this cool stuff. But the Midnight Man was just crazy. So I don't know which one I enjoy. Either one of those two I enjoy playing, you know. I really enjoy the whole Chokerverse idea.
Yeah, the whole Chokerverse idea was a very good idea. We just needed to make it more professional.
Yes. Well, I think newer movies turned out better. But like, from Choker versus Change and On, like, Choker 1 was okay. Choker 2 was fine. Change was eh. But from Choker versus Change On, I think we really improved it.
Yeah, definitely.
Now, so to talk about Choker versus Change, we don't really, like I said, we don't really describe why we're fighting. We kind of did a little bit of Plague Doctor, because Black and Plague Doctor, it took place before the Choker, when you and me were both detectives working on the same case.
Yeah.
Because when we're filming Plague Doctor, there's a lot more we wanted to go into. But we, like, it really should have been a 20-30 minute movie, but we just didn't have the time. Like,
yeah.
You and me were both detectives before we became serial killers. And we were on the same case, Plague Doctor, and there's supposed to be an argument between us, and like, I think that was when the Midnight Man was supposed to, like, be born almost.
Yeah.
And then that's where we were supposed to get our argument. Like, that's why we were wanting to kill each other, but we just didn't have the time to do it. And if we just would have waited, we could have explained a lot more. And I think that's something we got to work on more. Just like not uploading movies when we want to, and just like waiting to like
give waiting for the right time.
Yeah. But I mean, I enjoy usually making it. I like, I never make, if I'm ever making a movie and I don't enjoy making it, it's usually because it's not the best. So I would probably end up like stopping it and we're doing something different.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But we have a lot planned for the future of short film productions. I'm looking forward to it so much.
Yeah, me too.
Do you have any, like, is there anything you would specifically want to write? Like, any, like, plot ideas you have? Besides, like, this one film you were talking about, like, the serious movie. Like, the one, like, I don't know what you're talking about, like, the drug movie. But is there anything else you would want to write? Or, like, help write?
I would definitely write, I was about to say a war film, but not just particularly a war film. It's kind of like a one person on a, like, that has to save some, like, that has to save, like, I don't know.
Like 1917?
No. Something more recent.
Did you have to save someone? Did you see the movie 1917?
No, I haven't seen that.
Oh, it's this guy during World War One. He has to go, like, save his brother from being, like, attacked.
Yeah.
It was a very good movie. They did it all in, it was surprising me because there was no cuts during the whole movie. So they did it all in like one take almost. Well, I didn't notice any, like, it's really great how they did it.
Mm-hmm.
But we're not talking about, not sure.
I would definitely like to do a zombie film.
It's just so hard because we don't have the cast. Because we even need people to play the main characters. We also need people to play zombies. We just don't have the cast for a zombie film right now.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, we were on the works of one with Project Z, but Matt ended it early because it ended up becoming, like, the first episode did great in views and stuff. But the episodes 2 through 4 didn't do good, so Matt just made it a miniseries and ended it. And then all the actors left.
I would definitely do that. I would definitely do a zombie film. Definitely.
Or a TV show. You know, just something zombie related.
Yeah.
But it's just hard.
Yeah, basically.
Because, you know, we don't have because we need people to play the main cast, and we also need people to play zombies.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
So it's just hard to make a zombie film.
I would definitely do it though. I mean, I would take up the load basically.
Yeah, I mean, because we have yet to make a zombie film.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have 114 movies. I mean, yeah, technically Project Z was zombies, but yeah, mm-hmm. We've yet to actually make like a good like zombie film. So
I would definitely do it though.
Yeah. Every Saturday Matt uploads a video of the Ryan Show. So starting Sundays, I'm uploading we're starting season 3 in the final season of Water Bottle Psychopath, and I'm starting season 3 of that every Sunday.
So, how many episodes are in each season?
Season 3 is gonna have 7 episodes. So, because Matt's planning to do 10 episodes of the Ryan Show, and they're going to end at the same time. So, Water Bottle Psychopath 3 is going to have 7 episodes, because we're already 3 episodes into the Ryan Show. And so, they're going to end at the same time. But I'm trying to make it better. I mean, I have a good – I know how I want the show to end. I have a great idea for the ending. I'm not going to say it here, obviously, but I have a great idea for the ending. I just don't know how I want to continue on with the show from how I left it all.
So, yeah.
That's something I'm going to have to work on. Because that's something I just do here on my own. Mm-hmm. You know, it's me in my backyard with a water bottle. It's weird, but... you know. But I think... I really want to, like... Not for every movie, but I want to start using scripts for most of our movies.
Yeah, I want to do most of them as well.
Because, like... I feel like when we just do improv, like, only for the comedy movies it works out. Like, when we did Clock, improv was great. Because... Mm-hmm. It was supposed to be a comedy movie.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
You probably didn't see Clock because it didn't become that popular. But we talked about it last episode, and it's a funny movie. It was our first movie that, like, Ryan Show does a lot better with comedy, but it was a little funny, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
It was me. It was the whole movie's in black and white for, I don't remember the reason we made it in black and white, but I killed people with a clock. And it's time to die. And I always said that, like, we always said, like, we had the worst clock puns ever. And there's one scene where Noah Garcia, who plays the main actor, he's going in his car, he opens a trunk, and I'm just in the trunk, and I just, like, come out and hit him with a clock. And it was so funny, it was so bad. We had so many clock puns. Awful. But it turned out great. I mean, for what we were shooting for, it turned out good.
Yeah, I imagine.
Now, going back to Detective McKay remake, who would you want to play your main antagonist? At least for season one.
For season one, I would like...
when is this going to happen? But I was curious who you think would be the best idea for a main antagonist.
Russell.
Okay. Yeah, that could work out. He seems like that kind of character.
Yeah. You know, even if it's just for season one, you know, for season two, I would put, like, Joe Dalto or something like that, you know.
Well, Jake's also have some sort of role in it because...
Well, yeah, I know.
Larry Butts in season one. It was still... it was the villain for last episode for season two. Because we didn't really have a main villain for season one. You know, I think it was really, like... Well, I think her name was something White. Was it the White Brothers? The White Brothers? Yeah, there were four of them. We only introduced two.
Mm-hmm.
Because the whole plan was the four White Brothers, you, Mark, who I ended up killing in episode two, the third brother, I don't remember what happened to him, the fourth brother just went missing out of nowhere. They went randomly.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the plan for it. Those would be the White Brothers were going to be the enemy for season one, but I had Jake kill me with quotes in the final episode of season one, and he became my enemy for season two. But season two didn't turn out good. We filmed episodes 4 through 10 one day, and they were all like 5 minutes long, and it was just not good.
But I definitely want to make that better in the remake.
Yes. Now, I want to talk about something that we've talked about before. We've never actually done. A sequel to 30 Questions. Our first movie, a sequel to it.
That movie was could be just a great standalone film. We don't need to make a sequel.
We've talked about doing it like maybe for like one of our anniversaries, you know, like 4 years being on YouTube, we make a sequel to 30 Questions. But, like, I don't know if we need to or not.
Because,
we ended off, like, you dying and me escaping. So, it's like, well, what else are we going to do with that?
Yeah. If we were to do a sequel, I would definitely do just one more movie. I wouldn't want to do a film series. Do a sequel. I mean, how long ago was that? That was in 2016, right?
Yeah, we filmed it in 2016.
I would make like a 5-year anniversary kind of movie or whatever. I already have an idea of what it would be like. You know, for like a plot, you know, plot wise.
Yeah, I don't think we are going to make a sequel. Me and Garcia, on a different note, are writing a new script of a movie we can do over quarantine. The way it works is it's sort of this person gets this random package, and it's a person's phone, and the person went missing, so they have to like go through their phone, like go through their text messages and like Instagram and stuff to like find out where they are and like who kidnapped them. Like that was a plan. That was something we were planning on doing over quarantine.
Yeah,
it would be like one actor, and we make like a fake Instagram, Twitter page, you know, give them like fake contacts that they can text and do all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it'd work.
Yeah, I would definitely, I would definitely like that as a film.
Yeah. It would be like mostly on the phone, but some of it would be live action also.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because we can't do a whole like movie on the phone.
I mean, you know, video games, there was something like that.
Yeah, I played it. That's where I got my inspiration from.
Yeah, like Simulacra.
Yeah, that's what I based it off of. It'd be pretty similar to that. I really enjoyed that game.
So, I mean, who knows? Maybe. Yeah. Who knows how it's going to turn out?
But, like, I'm just trying to think of good movies we can do over
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Because, like, those are the hardest to make because, like, we don't really have that much of a cast.
I mean, you can definitely do it if you just don't half-ass it. You just get it done and get it correctly right.
That's why I'm working with Garcia to write the script here, not just doing it by myself. Because I might think at the time, like, this is a good idea. Like, writing the script, I'm like, I should add this. But, like, I always like someone there to, like, fact-check me and edit. Like, when I wrote the Love Effect 4 script, there were so many errors and, like, things didn't make sense. So that's why I always have that's why I like having Garcia there to edit stuff.
Yeah.
But I think that can turn out well. The Ryan Show every Saturday, Water Bottle Psychopath Sunday, Love Effect 4 over Zoom, which is going to come out whenever we get all the actors together. We're trying to just – people like – because everybody's a lot of schoolwork to do, you know, because
yeah.
It's over – right, we're all at home now. But we're trying to do Love Effect 4. We don't have a lot else planned for during quarantine. I think – is there any movie – Jake is also – I'll get Jake on more. Next time I have Jake on, we'll talk about this more. But Jake is working on sort of like an Assassin's Creed movie.
That's definitely dope.
Yeah. I don't know if it's exactly – it's like – Jake is not good at script writing, so he texts me a plot summary. I'm going to get him a script, right? And then he's going to edit it and provide – like and see what he wants to do with it. But he's working on like – it's going to be – I think if he does well, he wants to make three of them. Like he wants to make a trilogy.
Mm-hmm.
And he texted me a plot summary. I mean, it sounds like it could work, you know?
Yeah.
But we have to see how it turns out because we haven't really, like, Assassin's Creed is a movie, something like based off the Assassin's Creed game. We haven't done that much like it, you know? And that's why I was really nervous when we released the first episode of The Ryan Show because it was experimental. You know, it was new. I don't know if people would like to see something like that or they'd want to see us like continue or like everything we did, but I'm very happy the way it turned out because we gained a lot of like more support because of it.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I do enjoy doing new stuff. We are getting a little bit more experimental now with the movies we're making to see like how we're just not making the same thing. Like you know, same like horror movies. We are trying to get a little bit more experimental.
Yeah.
Into it because I think it could turn out really good depending on how well we do.
Yeah, that could definitely turn out well.
Yeah. And the actors who aren't usually in movies, you know, like Will, Joe, and all them, I'm really trying to get them more involved. I mean, Joe is going to play the Plague Doctor in the future Chokers movies. I have a couple more movies to announce.
Yes.
These are movies I've announced a while ago. Two more movies. They're both comedy horrors. Okay. So the first one is it's a comedy horror. So yeah, keep with the comedy part. It's called Pair. The name right now is Paranormal Activity. Pair in all caps because it's Paranormal Activity, but with a pair.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it'd be like comedy horror.
I think
that could be kind of funny. You know, like. You know, see, like, and then they close it, and there's a ghost behind them.
Yeah,
you know, like in horror movies. My plan was to have like someone open a mirror, close it, and there'd be like a pear on their shoulder. I think it could work. And the other one's called Where's Waldo. It's a movie about it's obviously Where's Waldo. It's Waldo, but like he kills you. And the slogan's This Time Waldo Finds You, and he goes like hunting down people. Those are the two movies I came up with. I think. I mean, they both sound amazing, I know. But I think they could work if we tried.
Yeah, I mean, it could definitely work if you just do it correctly.
Yeah, you know. Yeah, because, you know, like, I talked about this a while ago, like, with Noah. It's hard to script being funny, though. So if we tried to actually make a comedy, we couldn't script it. Because it's hard to script being funny. You know?
Yeah.
And, I mean, we're not – I'm trying to not do more comedy stuff for a little while, so they probably won't be out for a little while yet. But I'm trying to work on a more of a serious film, you know? Great acting, you know, like – it's sort of like we use like multiple sets and we have like a detailed plot to it and like you know you really like root for the character almost and you follow him along his journey. I'm trying to think of ideas. I have one that might work out. I won't explain it here, but I don't know. Is there anything else you want to say, Short Film Productions related?
No, I mean that's it mainly.
Yeah, I mean I really enjoy making these films. I mean, if you can call them Hitler short films. I enjoy making them. It's one of my favorite things to do, that writing. And I mean, no matter if we grow or like nobody watches us, I'm still going to continue to make them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's fun.
Yeah.
This weekend, Saturday, we're going to have Thomas and Joe on. And soon, I don't know what date exactly, we're going to have my friend Braden on, who's not in short film productions, but I was trying to get a guest on who, like, an outsider's opinion on our movies.
Okay.
And if you know anybody who does, like, not in short film productions, but would be interested in getting on the podcast, because I'm always looking for people's, like, non-short film opinion. You know, like, they're not just them saying, like, this movie's bad, but, like, their constructive criticism. You know, saying, like, what we can improve on, because, like, I watch your movies and still, like, I like to hear people who watch our, like, I like to hear the fans' opinions on what we should improve on and what we shouldn't improve on. And, like, what we should say the same, you know? So if you know anybody who would want to be on, I'd be happy to have people on. But again, not people who would just, like, call movies bad. People who would give constructive criticism, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, Saturday will probably be the next podcast episode. So,
All right.